Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the fourth day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Ksubos, Perik Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. What happens when a man, a husband, made an obligation to provide mezonos, to provide food and sustenance for his stepdaughter? Hanoisa Isaisha, a person who marries a woman and she has a daughter from another husband that she was divorced from or widowed from. Ufoske imoi, and she arranged with this new husband that she would marry him on the condition shekedei sheyozun esbito chamesh shanim, that he will provide for her daughter for 5 years with mezonos, with food, with clothing. Chayav lazuna chamesh shanim. Well, such a condition is made, the husband has to abide by that condition and has to supply or sustain her, provide maintenance for her for 5 years. The Gemara explains that we're talking here about a case that the husband made this commitment during, at the time of Nisoin, at the time of the Chuppah, in front of witnesses. And the Mishnah wants to tell us that then he is chayiv to fulfill the Tanai, the condition, because these are things that be, these are not, this is an obligation that can be made even just by words. Any condition, any monetary condition that's made between husband and wife at the time of Nisoim is very powerful. Does not need a shtar, a document, to enforce it, or a kinyan, or to make a shtar, to lift up a sudr, a cloth. You don't need that. The statement alone is enough to obligate him if it was done in front of two edim at the time of Nisoim. If, however, it's not being done at the time of Nisoim, if she arranged with her husband this commitment, to have this commitment sometime later on, then the condition will not make him obligated unless it was consummated with a shtar, with a document or with a kinyan. Nisais la'acher. What happens if this the new husband divorced her before the 5 years were up and she got married to another husband? Ufoske imoy, and she arranged with the new husband, kedei sheyozen es bito chameshanim, that a condition that he would have to sustain, provide means for her daughter for 5 years, in the same way that she did with the previous husband. Does that free the previous husband from his obligation? Says the Mishnah, no. Chayav lazuna chamesh shanim. The previous husband still has to keep a commitment of providing for her for 5 years, for giving mezonos to the daughter, until the end of the 5 years that he had arranged to do it. Lo yomar harishon, the first husband cannot say, the previous husband cannot say, lichshetovei etzli azuna. If the daughter comes to my house, then I'll get pride of mezonos. But now she's, you know, my wife's divorced from me and she's living now with her mother at the new husband. Well, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to supply it. He doesn't. He can't say that. He gives her, he provides for her and takes her to the place where her mother is now at. In other words, to the house of the husband that she's married to. That was the minik. The minik of the olam was that the daughter was normally found where the mother is. And when we say in our Mishnah he provides a mezonos, well, he doesn't really mean food. It means the value of the food, because she doesn't need to get twice. She can only eat certain much and so much in a day. So what it means is that he has to keep his commitment in terms of the value of mezonos, the domain mezonos. V'chein lo yom roshneim. Similarly, these two husbands, the last husband and the current husband, cannot say, we will jointly supply her mezonos. We'll provide each half of what she needs, her daily needs. They can't do that, because each one made a separate commitment. One will provide her the actual food and clothing. That's the husband who the mother is now married to, which is the logical thing to expect, because that's where she's living, in that house with him, with the new husband. And the other husband, the previous husband, will give her the price or the value of what those mezonos would be. And this, because obviously she'd prefer to get, it makes sense to give her the domain mezonos, and this would be in place of the actual mezonos which she's getting from the current husband. Mishnah base. We continue the previous case, talking about again a woman who had arranged for the husband to provide for her daughter for 5 years. And then before the 5 years were up, she got divorced, married another man, and a similar commitment was made with a new husband. But this time we add one more complication. What happens when the daughter gets married? Nisei, says the Mishnah, what happens if the daughter got married within the time that the husband or the previous husbands are still in the middle of their commitment of their 5 years' supply of mazonos? Habal nosalo mazonos. The husband of the daughter, he will be the one who gives her the actual mazonos, like any husband has to do for a wife. Vehain, but the previous husbands, nosalo demei mazonos. Each one of them will have to give the demei, the value of all the mazonos that she needs, for 5 years, each one respectively. Mesul, what happens if the husbands of the mother died? Benosehen, then their daughters, who are entitled to mazonos as part of the conditions of any ksuba, that's the halacha, when a person dies, a father dies, then the daughters get supplied mazonos from the ksuba, from the estate. Nizonos minchos benecharon. So they will be supplied from the estate, but only freehold estate, only from properties or from goods which had not been sold. They're freehold, and that's as we learnt in the Masech Degitin. We do not take any minchosim shabbatim. We don't take any mortgage, any sold fields to supply mizonos for a mother and her daughters. But the daughter, the stepdaughter, who these husbands have arranged, have pledged to give mazonos for 5 years, she, that daughter, that stepdaughter, nizonos minchosim shabbatim, she can get her sustenance, she can get her mazonos, even from properties that have been sold already. They can go to the lekuches and say, look, we have a daughter, one of the stepdaughter, there's a commitment being made by the father, or the stepfathers before they died, and now that has to be satisfied. And if it means taking the property that you've bought, we're going to have to take it. Why is that? Why does that stepdaughter have so much right? And that is mipnei shehi kibalas chov, because she's like a regular creditor. She's getting her mazonos not just as part of the conditions of a ksuba, or the conditions are written in a ksuba, but rather as a creditor. And a creditor has the power to take from Nechosim Shabbatim. A creditor can get paid from the father's sold properties, just like the freehold, or if there's no freehold properties. Some say that this halacha that the Mishnah mentions, that she can take it from Nechosim Shabbatim, the stepdaughter, is only when the stepfathers made a commitment with a kinyan or with a shtar. That's how some learn the Mishnah. Hapikrim, those who were smart, when they married a woman who had a daughter, a stepdaughter from another husband, and they would obligate themselves to give her mazonos, hayukosvim, they would write, almanos she'azun es bitei chameish shanim kozman she'at imei. They would write, we're supplying you on the we're marrying you on condition that I will supply mazonos for your daughter for 5 years, but as long as you're with me. That covers them in the case that he divorces her, or he dies, or she dies, that then he will not have to continue, or his estate will not have to continue supplying mazonos for the stepdaughter.